Listen, the Los Angeles Lakers returned to form last night. They defeated the Philadelphia 76ers 98-89 in Los Angeles. The championship series is now unexpectedly, even a little startlingly, tied at a game apiece. They resume play tomorrow in Philadelphia. Ron Rappaport joins us now from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
This is a real series, isn't it?
Well, anyway, who said the Lakers couldn't be beat? Couldn't have been me, could it? It's much more fun this way. Scott, they say the NBA Finals don't really start until one team loses at home.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's true, they started the very first night when the Lakers were upset. And I think that's a fair word after not losing a game since early April by the 76ers, and the hunt was on. Allen Iverson was just great in that first game, and Kobe Bryant was missing in action. But the Lakers caught up last night. There were some anxious moments, and you had to wonder.
Yes.
But Shaquille O'Neal was just magnificent, and Bryant joined the game a little bit. And Derek Fisher came up with some big three-pointers at the end to tie the series. So this is going to be fun.
L.A. seemed to make some adjustments, obviously, last night to be able to contain Allen Iverson, contain him 31 points. And obviously Philadelphia is going to come back with their own adjustments. Do you think in the end they have the horses to beat L.A.?
It's just Iverson, Iverson, Iverson. And you could see what happened yesterday, Scott. He got a mere 23 points.
Mm-hmm.
Only went to the free throw line four times. Now that's something they're going to have to try to adjust.
Yeah, and missed a couple of significant
ones. He actually didn't make any of them. He was kind of doing a Shaquille O'Neal impersonation.
Yeah.
But the way that the Sixers hung in there till the very end, again, on the Los Angeles court, they were there until the end with Iverson not playing that well, and with O'Neal being just amazing, Scott, never mind the 28 points and the 20 rebounds and the 8 assists. Maybe you saw at one point NBC put together a sort of mini highlight reel of his 8 block shots.
Yeah.
Now, that was impressive.
Yeah.
But, no, they've got to get more. They've got to get something more going from Iverson and from the people around him. So this is really going to be interesting, a chess match as well as a basketball game these next few days.
Speaking of, by the way, I could do without a special NBA installment of The Weakest Link during halftime. Thank you. A few highlights of the actual game would be welcome. But I'm editorializing.
I agree.
I'm going to say Lakers in 6.
I'll tell you what. I think it may go 7 now. The next game is really the key. If the Lakers win, then they've got the home court advantage back and the momentum. If the Sixers win on their own court in front of their own fanatical fans, and we know what Philadelphia fans can be like, then the Lakers have to be very nervous with 2 more games in Philadelphia. I think this one may go down to the wire now.
Okay. Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times and our sports commentator.